This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Thursday, December 10, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Marianne O'Donnell. Making headlines today, chairperson for the Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprises, Faki Mentor, says that Parliament will investigate complaints by employees of Transnet. The complaints were raised by staff during a visit to Transnet by the committee. Mentor says that the allegations brought by the staff members are very serious, as they relate to irregularities on the supply chain management and procurement. She says that preliminary investigations are underway. Business Unity South Africa says that should state-owned electricity producer Eskom's push for a 35% tariff increase be approved by the regulator, it will have a detrimental effect on South Africa's growth and employment outlook. Busa Deputy CEO Raymond Parsons said that South Africa's economic growth could be shaved by 0.5% during the first year of the tariff hike, 0.7% during the second year, and 0.3% during the third year. Employment rates would also be shaved by an estimated 0.2% during the first year of the tariff hikes, 0.3% during the second year, and 0.1% during the third year. Parsons says that the issue of a new funding model for Eskom would be raised in Busa's submission to the National Energy Regulator of South Africa, which would be delivered ahead of the new comment deadline on December 14. Also making headlines, clear regulations are needed to help South Africa unlock its vast wind power potential. Zambia Sugar will double its annual sugar exports to the European Union in 3 to 4 years. South Africa's manufacturing output was down 9.3% year on year in October. And the lights at the completed Soccer City Stadium are turned on for the first time. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.